Okay, good to see everybody here tonight. We're missing a few, not feeling well, so we'll continue to pray for them. We want to talk about something that definitely presents a problem for us. And there's a word with 20 letters in it that we're all guilty of. And that word is compartmentalization. I mean, we put everything in their little compartments, and we do that for a reason. Yes, the things of the work, yes, we put that in its own box. We think put things from church in its own box. We put ourselves in our own box, and then our chores and our duties and everything else, we put things in boxes. In other words, we put them in compartments and store them in compartments. And that way, we keep them all separate. Now, there's a problem with that because we're not supposed to be doing that. We're supposed to be keeping them all together. I mean, the things of church are supposed to be part of our lives as a whole. And not just, well, we get pious and religious on Sunday morning only. I mean, we're not supposed to be doing that. We are supposed to be pious and religious all the time. And so what happens, we take all these different things and put them into compartments, and we're satisfied just to leave them there. And so this idea of Jesus, okay, yes, I'll keep Jesus in his own box, and I don't have to worry about anything else. And that's just the wrong concept. Because a lot of people say, well, Jesus, yes, but the church, no. And so we're going to look at that. Many teach that the church is not important. And yet when we read the Bible, we're going to find out the church is very important. And let's look at this, see what Jesus had to say about it. See, we probably, all of us, have heard people say the above, or at least something much like it. You know, Jesus first, the church, no. And maybe it was something like, well, we will present the Lord, not the church, to the community. And that's the wrong concept. Or perhaps I can worship God better in a boat at the lake than in some church. You know, we know, a lot of us know people who have said that very thing and who feel they can do that. They feel more spiritual out in nature instead of being around a bunch of Christians. And, of course, we've heard people say, well, we need to preach the man and not the plan. In other words, it's okay to preach Jesus, just don't preach the plan that he has for us to do. And so we look at that. And, of course, there's many variations of such thinking. One of the problems I see is that it has permeated the church. In many ways, in the churches of our land, they have compartmentalized, put Jesus out there as the forefront, and separated Jesus from the church. When in reality, we cannot do that. The church and Jesus are one and the same, and we need to learn that. See, the common factor in these statements and many more quaint sayings of religious folks is that all deny and belittle the church. They all do. They all talk about how great Jesus is, but the church, well, that's just a little side project of his. And they treat it that way. And the question has to come to mind, what would Jesus think of this idea? And we're going to talk about that. See, it's particularly important to find out what he thinks of it, since it is he who will judge the world in the last day. And so this problem that we have is many times we as individuals try and separate us ourselves from the church. We fail to realize we are the church. And so here's where the problem is. Whose responsibility is it to evangelize? Oh yeah, that's the church's responsibility. I mean, whose responsibility is it to edify the saints? Well, that's the church's responsibility. And so you see where we're going here. I mean, things that we're supposed to be doing because we are the church are not getting done because we have put that church in its own separate box. And we're not in that box all the time. We choose to go to church, and when we're in church, okay, we're in that box. When we leave the church, we get out of that box. But our duty, our responsibility does not change when we walk outside the door. Our responsibility, our duty, is to share the gospel message with as many people as we can. That's the church's job, right? The church is to make known the manifold wisdom of God and to teach the world about the Christ. But that's what we're supposed to be doing. We have the example in the book of Acts, chapter 8, where the great persecution arose and Christians were scattered everywhere. What do? Go run and hide to separate themselves from the persecution? In verse 4, it says, and they went everywhere preaching the word. And that is what our duty is. Our duty as Christians is to do what the church is supposed to be doing. If we can read that the church is supposed to be doing something, we have to get it in our mind, I am the church. I am a member of the church. That responsibility falls on me. And so you can see where this has brought us over many years. Most of the members get to that point where, well, if there's preaching to be done, that's the job of the preacher. If there's teaching to be done, that's the job of the teachers. And they're taken care of. They're paid by the church to do these things, or they volunteer their time. And they fail to realize, if I'm a child of God, I'm in the church. And that responsibility falls on me. Now, is the church important? Well, we have to know that it is, and there's reasons that it is. Not working again. Now, while many in the world think of the church to be belittled and scorned, what would Jesus think of such attitudes towards his church? Because he says his church is his body. He is the head of the church, which is his body. The body, the church, are one and the same. And when we are baptized by obedience to the gospel, we are added to that church. And so, yeah, church is not just something that, okay, we go to every once in a while. I mean, we are the church. We're supposed to be representing Christ through our actions, through our behavior. See, in his word, he has given us several relationships which exist between the church and himself. And this is what Jesus says. And we're going to look at them so we can seek to find his attitude towards the church and then have the same mind in us as the Lord possesses. There are several places. Have this attitude in yourself, which was also in Christ Jesus. You know, Philippians 2 and verse 5. And so we need to look at that way. And several other places. The Philippians, we're to have this attitude. We're supposed to have this understanding that we are the church. The responsibility to preach the gospel belongs to the church. It doesn't belong to that compartmentalized building where we just assemble once a week or twice a week. No, we are the church. Our duty is to share the message with anybody who will listen. And we fail to see that sometimes. See, the church of the Bible is his creation. You know, Jesus said, I will build my church. He created the church. He came up with the idea of the church. And God planned this church from the beginning, before time began, before he said, let there be light, before the foundation of the world. God already had a plan on how this was going to take place, and it was going to take place through the church. The spreading of the gospel was supposed to take place through the church. And we see how they did that in the first century. They all went everywhere preaching the word. Now, what do we do now? We pay a few preachers to go out and evangelize. And we think, okay, that's satisfactory to God. Think about that. Is it really satisfactory to God if we just let the duties of preaching be done by the preacher only? I mean, how are we going to evangelize this community? I mean, this community is pretty far gone when you think about it. The world we live in is pretty far gone, and there's very few faithful Christians in this whole valley. I mean, we're just talking just a few hundred out of millions of people. How are we going to share this message and get this message out? Well, how many churches are there? There are just a few churches in our communities. So they're just a handful of preachers who are supposedly out there preaching the word. When we look at the Bible, we're all supposed to be doing that. See, the church is his kingdom. Jesus talked about his kingdom. He talked about the keys to the kingdom, that the apostles would be guided by the Holy Spirit to present what it was. Jesus built his church. He established his church. And it is the same as his kingdom. When you have a kingdom, what do you have? You have a king. You have a king to direct. You have basically borders that you represents the kingdom. I mean, the kingdom has their borders. Sometimes it's built with a wall. Sometimes it's built with an ideology. And the kingdom of Christ is built with that ideology. And we don't go beyond what is taught in the scriptures to try and expand our kingdom. A lot of people have tried doing that. They try and bring in innovations. They try and think, well, you know, if we don't have music for the young people, they're going to get bored and they're just going to leave. Well, okay, problem there is they're not teaching the young people their responsibilities. We're just here to entertain people. I mean, that's what a lot of people are, a lot of church leadership. Well, we're just here for the entertainment of people, to keep them interested, keep them coming back. But what are they teaching them? Entertainment is okay. Obedience is optional. That's what they're teaching them. And that's why we have these problems today. See, the body that was purchased, the church was purchased with the blood that he shed at Calvary. As he made that sacrifice, he died on the cross for our sins. And he purchased the church with his own blood, Acts 20 and verse 28. And Ephesians 5, 25, this church he purchased with his own blood. And here's the problem once again. Jesus purchased the church. Now, once again, in our minds, we compartmentalize that. Jesus, who's in his box, he purchased that box, so somehow those two need to connect together. They don't go into the same box. We just need to put them right next to each other. And that's the way we feel sometimes when we compartmentalize. Well, we want to get in a box that's close to Jesus. That's what we do. We want to get in that box that's close to Jesus, and then we feel good about ourselves. But we're not willing to get in that same box. Possibly because of our humility, we think, well, he's greater than we are, so we really don't belong in that same category. But yet when you read the scriptures, are we not part of Christ? As the church, we are part of Christ. So we belong in that box with Christ. And that's where we need to be. That's where our minds need to be. That's why we need to be spiritually minded, so that we can be in that box with Jesus. And then we're going to do what Jesus wants us to do. We're going to share the message. We're going to invite others into this box. And hopefully we'll make this a great big box that we will all be a part of. We know the church is composed of those who are saved by his sacrifice. You know, Acts 2:47, and those that were being saved were added to the church. And that's true. And the church is the saved. Jesus is the savior of the body. Just like he explains in there that he gave himself up for the body. And so all these people who are saved, they're saved by the sacrifice of Jesus and by obedience to the gospel. They are added to this church. And what do most people do? They jump out of that box that they're added to and put themselves in their own box. And they keep the church in their little box there, and we're going to keep our little box over here. Instead of being right next to each other, we're going to get them as far apart as we can. Don't you see that a lot of people do that? They separate themselves from the church. And as a result, they're separating themselves from Christ. Even though they say, well, we love Jesus, they have separated themselves from Jesus. And that's not right. You know, what God joins together, let no man put asunder. We see that in the marriage relationship. But if God has joined us with Christ in this world, why are we trying to separate ourselves from Christ? And that's the problem we're having to face with. See, this church is composed of those that got the name Christian. The disciples were first called Christians at Antioch. Christian means belonging to Christ. And we do belong to Christ. But once again, as long as Christ is in his box over here, we can go about over here in our box doing things and don't have to worry about them mixing together. And some people are that way. They don't want to take spirituality and make it a part of their everyday life because people start looking at them and start, man, they're acting kind of strange. I mean, they're calling on Jesus, they're talking to Jesus and things like that. There's something wrong with them. And this is what we have. We have the fear of being made fun of. We have the fear of people persecuting us. And we think that if we get in a box separate apart from Christ, then people are going to leave us alone. And that's not what's supposed to happen. We are supposed to be of Christ. We're supposed to be in Christ. The scripture tells us that. See, this is the body which has the right of prayer. We pray. We go through the scriptures and the Acts, throughout the scriptures. People are always praying for others. They're praying for Peter when he's in prison. They're praying for Paul when he's in prison and having difficulties. They're praying for each other. They're praying for the saints. And we have that right because God pays attention to the righteous. You know, Psalm 34, his ear is attentive to their prayer. And so we have a connection, we have a relationship, and the problem is we try and pray from this box over here all the way to that box over there, and there's a lot in between. Whereas we need to bring that box right here, right next to each other, so that when we talk to God, we don't have to scream, we don't have to holler, we don't have to yell, because he is right there next to us. That's where we need to be. We need to be in such close proximity to God and to Jesus and to his church that we feel we are a part of each other. That's the way God designed it, and that's the way it's supposed to be. We got to feel like we are a part of each other. I am a part of Christ. And what does that do? Well, I need to do those things that Christ wants me to do. And that's how I need to look at it. See, if I'm off over my box way over there, then I can do pretty much what I want to do. And probably feel like I can do whatever I want to do. I mean, the box of Jesus is way over there, so I'm okay. I can do what I want, and things will be fine. Maybe Sunday morning I'll pick up my box and get it closer over here. But see, that's the wrong way to think about it. The church is composed of those who have been sanctified by Christ. In other words, set apart. Now, we talk about being setting apart in a box. And the compartmentalization basically allows us to determine which box we're going to be in. When we start setting our priorities, we always set priorities based on, okay, what's most important, what's second most, what's third most. I mean, whatever our task is, I mean, if we have a project at work, task number one, get that done. Then we go to task number two and task number three. Well, see, that's the same thing. That's compartmentalization. Everything in its place. And so, yeah, some things are more important than other things. And so here's Jesus, and what we need to do is make sure that we are right next to him so we can have that connection and feel that connection. When you separate yourself from Christ by putting your box way over there, how do you feel that connection? Well, some people deceive themselves, and they think they have that connection, but they don't. They're more connected over there in the world where they put their box rather than in the church where they put Christ. And that's what they're doing. And Christ set us apart for a purpose. That's what sanctification means. And these are the ones authorized to worship God in spirit and in truth. And that's what we need to do. We serve God. We worship God because the apostles gave us everything we need to know. And like he said there to the Corinthians, that which I received from the Lord, I gave unto you. That on the night Jesus was betrayed, he broke the bread and said, take, eat, all of it, and do this in remembrance of me. And the cup the same way. We are authorized to worship God, and we don't have to move our box. We should not have to move our box from way over there to over here on Sunday morning, knowing we're just going to turn around, and after Sunday service is over, we're going to put it back over there. We should not be doing that, and that's the problem with compartmentalization. See, the body of which Christ is the head. And he is the head of the body, his church, Ephesians 1:22. And he is the savior of the body, Ephesians 5:23. And he is to have the preeminence, Colossians 1:18. And that's where he is. Christ, this box of Christ needs to be the most important thing. And where do I need to be? I need to be in that box. We all need to be in that box that we put Jesus in. We've got to share the space. And some people think, well, there's not enough room for more. No. Yeah, we have rooms in our houses for each person has their own individual space, and we respect that space. But with Christ, he has invited us into his box. He has invited us into his space. And that's where we need to be. We talk about being baptized into Christ, being clothed with Christ, being buried with Christ. And where does that take place? With Christ. That's where it takes place. And that's where we need to be. It is the body of Christ, Ephesians 1:23 and Colossians 1:24. It is his body. And we are members of that body. You know, Romans 12 and 1 Corinthians 12 talks about the body. The body has many different parts, but we're all part of that one body. There's the head, which is Christ. The rest of us, we're just part of that body. And we can't say to other parts, okay, we have no need of you. The hand does not say to the foot, I have no need of you. Or the eyes to the ears and things like that. No, we're all part of the same body, recognizing Christ as head. And in Romans 12, it says we are all members one of another. We're all members of this body. And so we need to get ourselves out of our self-appointed compartmentalized boxes and put ourselves into that box where Christ is. Then we start thinking about Christ all the time, not just on Sunday morning when we decide to get close, but all the time. The church is the bride of Christ, and this is what Christ is going to present to the Father. We read that in Ephesians 5:22 and then 1 Corinthians chapter 15. He talks about the fact that he is going to present the church in all of her glory to God himself. And that's what he's going to do. Now, the only ones that are really going to be part of this church are the ones who are in there with Christ. If you separate yourself, you're not in there with Christ. So when Christ turns his church over to the Father, are you going to be in it? A lot of people like to think they are, but they've separated themselves. They've separated themselves from Christ. And we should not do that. This is the body that was purposed by God to make known the wisdom of God. Ephesians 3, 8 through 11. The manifold wisdom of God is to be made known through the church. The church is to teach this to everybody. And a lot of times when we compartmentalize ourselves and put ourselves over in that box over there, we're not getting the message that's supposed to be coming from here. And we're missing out on that. We just selectively decide when we're going to get over here close to this box so we might be able to hear a little bit of what is there. But do we allow the little bit we do hear to affect us? No. As soon as church is over, we get back over there where we feel comfortable, where we like to be. See, the body in which man can glorify God. We're supposed to glorify God in our bodies. We're supposed to give him glory in everything we do. You know, 1 Peter 4:11, everything we do should be to the glory of God, giving God the glory. And that's who deserves it. That's who's going to receive it. Right now in heaven, eternal God is receiving that glory. Jesus is with him at his right hand, receiving that glory. But the Bible tells us that if we have been faithful, we will share in that glory. The glory that Christ has, we'll be able to share in that. Colossians 3 and verse 3. So when Christ, who is our life, appears, we're going to be that way. John says when he appears, we will be like him. I mean, nobody has seen God, but when Christ appears, we will be like him. We will be like God. We will have glorified bodies. But that's only if we have been faithful and we are found in Christ. See, being in a box with Christ, that's okay. But a lot of people choose to jump out of that box. Like I say, I want to get in a different department. I want to be in a different compartment. I don't want the restrictions of Christ holding me down and keeping me from my fun. Things like that. See, the church, the body of Christ, is the pillar and ground of truth. That's where it is. So everyone who is in this church has to be promoting the truth. Must be teaching the truth. Now, if we say, okay, the church can do that, I'm going to go about my own business over there and stay in my box over there. How is it going to be accomplished? How is the preaching of the gospel going to affect people? The answer is, it's not. If we are in this box and staying in this box with Christ, then our effectiveness is a whole lot stronger because we are joined with Christ. And we are the pillar and the ground of truth. We support the truth. We hold to the truth. We preach the truth. You get off on your own little box, sometimes you may have to manipulate the truth to make yourself feel better. And that's what people do. They get themselves in their little box, but they still have to make themselves feel better. They might feel guilty. Well, I'm not doing everything God told me to do, but I'm my own person, so I think I'm okay. No, it doesn't work that way. And yes, we could go on describing the church of the Bible in so many different ways. But we're going to let that go there. See, amazingly, much more could be said, but as we examine these passages, anyone can easily see that it would not be pleasing at all to the Lord for any to belittle the precious church we read of in his word. We should not belittle the church. We should not go away with the attitude, well, they did that. Or when they talking about the people at church, they did this, they did that. They're not treating me right. They're not doing things for me like I think they should be done. And so we belittle the church. The problem is when you belittle the church, you are belittling Christ. Because Christ is the church. The church is Christ. We who are members are the church. And that's the problem in our world. We separate ourselves into these different compartments and try and keep it separated. And we should not. We should realize that where I go, the church goes. Where I go, if I do any teaching, the church is teaching as we should. If I am of Christ, I need to be letting the world know that and demonstrating that in my life. So what does that do? That puts a burden on each of us. It places a responsibility on each of us. So what are we going to do in regards to his body? Well, I don't like that kind of preaching, so I'm going to go someplace that's not going to talk about my personal responsibility, my personal duty. I mean, evangelism is okay, but leave the personal part off of it. People have actually said that. It's okay for the church to preach the gospel, but Christians, individuals, shouldn't be doing that. And people have actually said that. What are we doing in regards to his body? So, we've all become a member of this body. And we claim to be a member of his body, but yet some of us, basically, we've got our own box that we live in. And occasionally on Sunday morning, we get close to the box where Jesus is. It should not be that way. We should be in Jesus and we should be staying in Jesus. We should be staying there all the time. So people who are baptized for remission of their sins, just like the day of Pentecost, they were added to the church. And do you glorify God with your actions, with everything you do, with your behavior, with your speech, with your encouragement towards others? Are you glorifying God? And if you're not, it's time to get started. And we each have the blessed privilege to know of and respond properly to the body of Christ, his church. And we have done that. But are we living up to that, what we once did? I don't know if you remember, but I remember the day I was baptized. I was very excited. There was a feeling came over me, says, wow, I belong to God now. I belong to Jesus, and I want you to use me as you want, Lord. Of course, I got kind of sidetracked on the way. Got my own selfish ways going for a while, and kind of let that slide. And probably I could say that about each and every one of us. We probably did that. But luckily, we have come to understand the privilege of being in Christ, and we want to be in Christ, and we need to stay there with Christ. So let's determine not to delay or speak and act properly towards her. Don't delay your service to God, and speak and act properly towards the church. And remember, I am the church. I am a member of the church. So what the church is supposed to be doing, spreading the gospel and edifying the saints. If you never spend time in church with the saints, how are you going to edify them? It's not going to happen. We know that. And if you never talk to anybody about Christ or mention anything about God in your daily routine, how are you going to teach people? It's not going to happen. So folks, we need to get in that box where Jesus is, and we need to make it a point to stay there, to reside there. You know, Jesus talks a lot about abide with me, and I will abide with you. If you abide with me, you're abiding with God. The Holy Spirit's going to allow you to abide with both of us. You'll be abiding with all of us. As long as we are in that box where Jesus is. And what's in that box is not only Jesus, but the truth is in that box. God is in that box. The church is in that box. Now, where am I? I'm jumping out every chance I can. No. We're supposed to jump in that box, stay in that box. We're only allowed in that box because we've obeyed the gospel. And then we have that responsibility to make the box bigger, to expand that box. And that's something else we can do. We can make this box a whole lot bigger. I mean, the box of Jesus and God ought to be like this, where our little box is like this. They've got to take supreme importance in our lives, in our actions, in our thoughts, everything we do. When you wake up in the morning, what are you going to be thinking about? You're going to look out, see a few clouds. Well, maybe the sun will burn off the clouds. Maybe that'll happen. You'll check the weather. Well, it's only going to be like 72 degrees today. So you'll decide, okay, well, this is what I can wear today and feel comfortable and things like that. Or you're going to wake up and say, this is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. I mean, it's your choice. And it's everybody's choice. We encourage you to make the right choice and get in the right choice where Christ is, in his church, and be an active member of his church. So think about those things. That's our lesson for today. We're going to sing the song of invitation. If anyone does need to respond, we invite you to come while we stand and sing.